What's that?
May apple. In May, they'll come up and have a little apple on, but they won't kill you.
Now this is something, I'm sure you know what these are. These grow very close to the ground. They only get about this high. And they're shaped kind of like this.
Mushroom?
Yeah. Oh. You have a special name for the poison ones?
No, sir. I don't know about them. I don't fool with it.
Okay. If you had something caught in your throat, you'd say, I couldn't.
Have something caught what?
In your throat. You'd say, I
couldn't swallow?
Yeah. And if two things people smoke other than this, people smoke what?
Cigarettes?
And
pipe?
And the long brown things.
Cigar.
Right. And if you're able to do something and someone isn't sure if you're able to do it or not, say, someone says, are you able to do this? And you say, yes, I
can.
Or
can't.
Okay, with either one. If you ever use the expression ought to?
Yes,
How would you use that?
I'd say, well, you ought to go to Sunday school. You ought to go to church.
All right.
You ought to do something that you're not doing.
And if you didn't think they should, might you use ought to tell them they shouldn't?
Shouldn't.
Would you ever
do that.
Would you ever use oughtn't?
No, I never use oughtn't.
You shouldn't. If a person doesn't watch out what he's doing, isn't careful, you're giving him some advice, maybe giving his mother some advice, you might say, he, be careful. He.
Give him advice.
Yeah, he isn't careful, but you want to give his mother some advice, and so you say to him, you say to the mother that boy, did you say ought to be careful, should be careful?
Should be careful.
Okay. And what do you call these little birds that make a hooting sound?
You mean a quail?
Well, these are bigger. These get up in trees or sometimes...
Hoot owl?
Yeah. Are there any smaller ones that make a screeching sound?
That's screech owl they call. And then it's hoot owl.
Are there any other kind of owls?
That's all I know of.
What about these birds that get up in the trees and peck on the...
Peckerwood.
All right. Are there any different kinds of these?
I don't know. I never did study the birdologist.
Okay. what do you call these animals that smell bad? Give a bad odor.
Oh, yeah. Some call them polecat. No, they call them skunk.
All right. And what would you call any kinds of animals that bother your chickens, for example?
Fox. Weasel.
Would you ever use one term for all of these taken together?
Call them pests, I reckon you.
Yeah, that's what I mean now. But would you ever use the term varmint for these?
Yeah.
What would that be?
That could be about anything. It wouldn't just have to be the chicken. And we kill a hog. A varmint. They come in and kill a hog or anything.
You mean like a fox or something like that?
Fox can kill.
What would kill a hog? What kind of a varmint could kill a hog?
Well, you take a bear or anything, come in and kill a hog.
Do you have bears around here?
Once in a while they've been out, just a few, hardly ever.
They live up in the mountains?
We've had them here, yeah. We are here.